Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind. Can make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
Thank you.
the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And we have a special show today because it's Women's Day. So we'll put some of my favorite singers, songwriters. And also we have Melia on the studio. They're going to be performing live here. So it's going to be a really cool show. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Friend.
So we're back here listening to 101.9 FM. We were listening there to the last CD of Delirium. It's called Boys, and it's an acoustic collection. This guy, Delirium, he was in Frontline Assembly, and now he has a new CD on Network Productions. We'll listen to Send Me an Angel, featuring Miranda Lee Richards. She features different singer-songwriters, all female, because it's Women's Day. So, yeah, really cool. Before that, we listen to North of Pagus. They have a CD called Un Autre Horizon, something like that. And the song was La Planète. And we started the show with this band that we are listening there in the back. They're called Sylvania, and they are from Peru. It's electronic music, really cool music. Really like it. Okay, so we have here Melissa Endin and Leah Mortz. Yeah, did I say that correctly? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They have this duo called Melia, and it's pretty new, no? You're
pretty
new,
band. Yeah. We've been together seriously as a duo for the last couple of months, so we started about a year ago working together and then kind of blossomed into this duo project, and it's just starting to take off, so
okay.
We're excited about it.
Cool. So 2 months only? Really working hard?
Yeah, we've been in and out of the studio kind of putting together an EP that we hope to release in the next couple months here, so just working, writing songs and producing, trying stuff out and...
Okay, that's
long
cool.
Long hours, long days.
long days.
Lots of work. But we're getting there. We're finally getting to a point where stuff is in final stages of production, so we're excited to see where it goes, and hopefully people like it.
Great. So this is your first radio show, I guess?
It is as Malia. It's our first radio show.
Yeah.
For you.
Cool. So there's a world premiere here on the Morning After Show,
totally.
So tell your friends to tune in. We're listening to 101.9. And what's with the name? What does it mean, the name?
Well, actually, it's a funny story how we got the name of Malia. We had been performing together. I was a solo artist. She was playing piano for me. And our first gig together as Malia, we got a call when the Olympics were here. And they said, we would like, to have you guys come and play. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, how would you feel about... a duo act? And they said, yeah, actually, that would be perfect. Well, do you have a name? And I said, no, we don't, but we can have one by tomorrow. So we just went the old cliche and put our names together, Melissa and Leah, and became Malia.
And it kind of stuck.
We thought, we'll change it. We'll just use this for the Olympics, because we had to play for like 11,000 people. We needed to give them something. but it just stuck. So now we are Malia.
Okay, so you were a singer-songwriter before?
Yeah.
I guess you still are.
Well, still am, but yeah, I was doing jazz stuff before, but it's different from Malia, but I love Malia much more than I did as a solo artist. It's a different experience, splitting the stage with somebody else.
You sing, you sing together, and you compose also together? You write the songs together?
Yeah, it's kind of this whole collaboration. I mean, Melissa's really a strong songwriter, and I've come from more a musical background. I go to school for music and stuff, but we kind of put our heads together and end up having these songs that have both of our styles running through it, so it's exciting.
Yeah, Leah's the producer. She's just got this amazing talent for production, and she goes in there and makes these kind of indie, really folky almost sounding, singer-songwriter numbers that I've written on the guitar, and she makes them into these crazy, amazing electric compositions.
Oh, yeah.
So
cool.
we have a great mix that we
have.
It's a good balance.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to play something? Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's put a little ad here for people to...
Yeah, we're gonna
get into the
become a friend of
CITR
and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the West Side UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Yeah, that's the station that you're listening there to. So we have Melia here. They're going to play live a song. What are we going to listen to?
We're going to play a song called Coffee Cake, but we're going to do everything acoustically today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what we're going to play for y'all. and hope you like it. Into this corner of my mind, I watch the words burst out like bubbles in the sky. And all I do is hold on tight and hope that they don't burst before I write them down and burn them in my eyes. And there are days I think of her and I wonder what went wrong, but then I thank God every minute that it did. Cause living life inside of you, a cattle car without a view, like a candy store you're never allowed in. If you go, I wanna go with you. If you go, I wanna go with you. Every time I look at you, the way that your eyes talk with me, and I just can't quite believe you're really mine. Cause the way the colors mix like coffee cake with icing caramel, the sweet taste of a love that's trapped in time. There are memories that I keep, the way you laugh with dimpled cheeks, and all the words you teach me I never knew, and all the simple things in life that no one seems to realize. The world just stops when I'm standing here with you. If you go, I wanna go with you. If you go, I wanna go with you.
So what are your lyrics about, generally?
Well, kind of everything. It's hard to explain. I mean, when I'm writing lyrics, I write very much from an autobiographical standpoint. So they're very personal to me, but, I mean, it's such a wide range. It depends on the mood that you're in, but they are very autobiographical. So I'm not going to give too much away of exactly what they mean, but... We like the listeners to kind of take what they will from the song.
Okay.
Because it's funny, because even what the song might mean to me might mean something completely different to Leah, and to somebody listening to it, they might be totally off the mark of what we were actually thinking in our heads at the time, but that's what we feel makes a great song, is that if it can connect to each individual person on such a personal level.
Yeah, exactly. That happens with all forms of art, no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Cool. Where are you guys from, originally?
I'm actually just from outside of Calgary, a little town called Chestermere. I grew up there, but decided to move to Vancouver a couple years ago to pursue music and stuff, so
okay.
It was a good move.
It's a good move, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And I grew up in Kamloops, and I also moved here a couple years ago to pursue music, so
okay.
We're both from small towns. We both have that. We're farm girls. We both grew up on farms, so we have that... kind of connection underneath the music.
Yeah, there's always a strand of country music coming out and something
in everything.
That we do.
Okay. So the EP, what's the name of the EP?
So far it's just Malia. We haven't christened it yet, but I'm sure it'll be a last minute thing, which seems to be our general route, is to do everything at the last minute.
Do you know where you're going to be releasing it? Like, do you have a party already? Ready to go?
Not so far. We've been doing stuff pretty independently, but we're hoping to have some hoopla when it's all over, because it's been kind of exhausting and tiring to put it together. But hopefully in the next couple of months, to kick off summer, we'll have something to show for it, and we'll get some people together, play a show, and...
A big release.
Yeah, do some release.
We're really into online streaming, and we really try and take advantage of social media and online marketing. So mostly we totally monopolize YouTube, Twitter, any kind of social media online. Mm-hmm. That's where we're pulling our fan base from right now. And then hopefully we'll add a big radio campaign to it. That's the goal anyways. So,
okay.
Let's see.
Cool. Actually, we're going to put another couple of songs here from a CD called CITR Pop Alliance. So we put this out with Mint Records. So it's pretty cool. We're going to listen to a couple of songs. We're going to listen to Que La Risa and Fanshawe, which are also some of favorite singer-songwriters from a couple of DJs here on CITR. So we're going to go with that. And then we'll be right back here. We're chatting here with Melia. Do you want to give the website while I prepare the song?
Sure. You can check out our music at www.meliamusic.com. That's M-E-L-I-A-H music.com. And you can pretty much find everything you need to know about Melia there.
Yep.
Listen to some samples.
Cool. So we'll be right back. Surely this is...
Oh, March 18th, the year 2011, is Drop-In Drop-Out Video Arts Expo at W2 Storium. Projected video work from over 30 Vancouver artists. 31,000 square feet of interactive art. Out of this universe. Musical accompaniment by Channels 3 and 4, Animal Bodies, Magnetic Ring, Holtzkopf, and Crystal Dorval. After Hours featuring Jason Lev, Love, Dancing, and more. Hallucinations provided by dropoutvideo.com and byobworldwide.com. Admission by donation before 10 p.m.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. So we were listening to a couple of songs there from the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2. Clarissa with Flatlands and Fanshawe with Diana. Pretty cool. You can find this CD in your favorite record stores, or you can come here to the radio station and get it. It's cheap and it's cool, and you help the station with that. More songs. Yeah, I'm gonna play another tune.
Sure. Yeah, this next one will be called "I'm Still Here," and we put it together. It was one of the first things that we had done together as Malia. So, mm-hmm. And we're hoping to have it on our EP coming up here. So.
Okay.
This is "I'm Still Here."
Cool.
Like that.
Dumb exchanges can't go back.
Cool, that's a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, I was listening to that on the MySpace, not MySpace, the Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah, that's you have a like a player there, no? The Facebook. Yeah.
I was trying to figure it out. Facebook has got a little complicated these days.
Yeah.
Trying to embed a player on that page has been a task.
Yeah.
But we do have it linked up to our YouTube.
Okay.
So you can check it out there as well as on our, we've been using a site called Bandcamp. So you can go to
molia.bandcamp.com. Okay. Yeah, I listened to that song last night.
You can actually get a free download from the Bandcamp site. So if you like it, download it, add it to your iTunes? Is that what it is? I'm still behind on the technology. I was going to say iPhone, but I guess you can do that too.
What's the name of the song again?
I'm Still Here.
I'm Still Here. Okay. So any gigs, any plans? What's happening in the
right
near future?
Right now, we're in the middle of a big push to get the album finished, get the EP done. So that's really sucking up a lot of our time at the moment. We do have a gig next Friday night at Trees Cafe in Yale Town. So we'll be doing a little set there with Ranj Singh and the Discriminators, another local band that's just a fantastic talent. And we've shared the stage with him before. We really enjoy it.
And I think it starts at 8 o'clock that night.
Starts at 8 o'clock
Friday night.
So
okay.
Trees in Yale Town. Come and check it out. It's a really nice little quiet venue. Something relaxed for now.
It's different from the Trees on Granville, no? But it's the same chain,
kind
of?
It's the same chain, yeah.
They have live music.
Yeah, they're really big supporters of local talent, so we're big fans. Actually, my first gig when I moved down to Vancouver was with Trees, so I like to continue to support them.
And they've got amazing cheesecake.
That was the inspiration for the coffee and cake song before.
Possibly. I remember one of the first gigs I actually played for Melissa when I was playing piano for her. We were at the Trees there, and they put me right beside the big cooler with all the cheesecake.
We had cheesecake
that night
too.
And I was so tempted the entire set. I just kept looking at the cheesecake.
We did have cheesecake one night when we were at Trees.
I think we did.
We split it. And
it's fantastic.
It was fantastic cheesecake.
Cool. Okay. And check out the Trees also at Granville. They have also live music every Thursday and Friday. John Pipus is the guy that puts the shows there.
Yeah.
So you know John Pipus?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah,
he's in the island now.
He's
doing a little tour there.
We have
John Pipus publicist here too, Lauren. She's What's happening with John Pipus?
John Pipus is going on tour on the 10th of March, so pretty soon he's heading off to the island.
Okay.
Duncan Garage and Joe's Garage. Yeah, pretty exciting.
It's exciting.
Okay, so check out John Pipus there in the island. And we have a congratulations here for the band by Jillian. It said you have awesome voices.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Jillian.
Thank you, Jillian.
Yeah. She's from vanmusic.ca.
Cool.
Get a profile there and with your information and everything.
Vanmusic.ca.
What else? Okay, let's listen to an ad and give away some tickets. So we'll be right back.
Hey, you jazz lovers out there, listen up, because the South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela is coming to Vancouver. Hugh Masekela is performing March 12th at 8 p.m. at the Chan Center for Performing Arts. After he immigrated to the U.S., his number one single, Grazing in the Grass, sold more than 4 million copies. Apart from the trumpet, Masekela also plays the flugelhorn, a brass instrument that resembles the trumpet, but with a wider, conical bore. Born in Quagga Township, Witbank, South Africa in 1939, Hugh Masekela has come a long way in the last 72 years. So come on down to the Chan Center for Performing Arts at the University of British Columbia. Tickets are $65 for adults, $62 for seniors, and $55 for students. You won't be disappointed. Presented by the Chan Center for Performing Arts and CITR Radio 101.9 Vancouver.
So we have tickets to give away for this show, Hugh Masakela. The telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. That's happening at the Chan Center, so we only have a pair of tickets. So just give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. In the meantime, let's put the O'Wells. These girls won the Shindig last year, so really cool. Let's put song number 3. Well, I answered the phone.
Way day.
That was Eve with Valentine's Day, and before her we listened to Delirium again, this time featuring Elisan. The song was Vienna, and that's the other thing that we listened there and back. Okay, so we're here with the Melia, and they have their instruments here, so we should play another song.
Sure. This one is called Let It Go, and we've taken a little Malia spin. It was one that I had originally released as a solo artist, but it works much better with
Malia. You have a CD as a solo artist?
I just kind of keep it in a closet and don't talk about it that much anymore.
Really? You went by Melissa and Dean?
Yeah. Might even be one floating around. Never know how to search for it. All right. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So that's also going to be on the EP?
Yeah, everything here today we think is probably going to make the cut, so we'll see.
Yeah, how many songs are going to be on the EP?
We've been working on 4, but we keep kind of switching up our roster as things move along, so 4 or 5, but I guess the ones we're playing today are pretty much set in stone. So.
Probably, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you recording?
We've been pretty creative.
We've been kind of creative all over.
We've been doing a lot on our own, so, you know, setting up in our living room. We're doing vocals when we can, taking my laptop around and recording stuff.
We actually just had Sean Cole at Feeder Vader Master. And he lent us a microphone so that we can finish the vocals for the album, because we'd been using just a USB mic and our pop screen was just a piece of metal with some cut-up pantyhose tied over it. So we've been very creative about where we're recording and how we're recording, so...
It's been a process, but...
That's the starving artist process. But we're happy, surprisingly, like, with the results that we've been getting, we're happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving along.
Okay, that's cool. Well, let's listen to another song here. This is Nadia Bonham. This song is called Winter is Nearly Over. So I guess it's pretty encouraging, no?
Yes, Winter's I hope so.
I feel so bad at home. It's been snowing like crazy, so...
You what?
It's been snowing like crazy out in Calgary, so...
I guess, eh? Yeah.
Winter has cold.
You like the weather better here?
Oh, my goodness. You people have it so easy out here. So much warmer.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk a couple of years later when you had your fair share of rain.
Yeah. I'd rather be wet than cold.
Okay. Let's listen to Winter is Nearly Over. And then we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Time. say, Lou, it's what I want to say. Lou, it's what I want to say. Lou.
So that's Christina Martin. She has a CD called I Can Too, and that song was Hello. Before her, we listened to Galeano's favorite daughter, Tamara Nile from Galeano Island, with the song Trees. She's an award-winning singer-songwriter from BC. And we have Melia here on the studio. They're going to play another song from the upcoming EP. With no title yet, but probably it's gonna be Melia too.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, we have one more here for you guys. It's called Concrete Dreams, and we're gonna send it out to the lovely Mr. and Mrs. Garrickson all the way in Calgary.
Oh yeah, we should say some shout outs, eh?
Yeah, and also Steve
Ennis is also listening there. We said hello to Jillian too, to Ev that is listening in Fergie. And you wanted to also plug Young Peoples, no? They're having this cool event, cover night event. Where's that happening?
That's happening at Gallery Gachet.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a cool place.
April 16th. It's a cool concept. Maybe we could talk about it after this song.
No, you can talk now. Yeah, for
a few minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a cool concept. It's a concept where singer-songwriters from Vancouver are playing other local musicians' songs. So we're going to have about 8 to 9 musicians playing
each other's songs.
Yeah. We have Michael Dewey, Ross Fairburn, Rob Filo, Ev, Jody Deutsch, Sandra Buza, John Pippis, and Doug Smith.
Okay. I know them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know them all. They're all cool people.
Sounds like a good lineup.
Yeah. They know each other, so they know each other's songs. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they
can do. That is a very cool concept. I like that.
Yeah. We should organize something like that for only female singers. Yeah,
because it's Women's Day today.
Yeah.
We've got to get on that.
Have to
call our girls up.
So that's happening on April 16 at the Gachet Gallery there in Gastown. They also...
Cordova Street.
Yeah, they're also going to have a couple of cool exhibitions this month, so check out that gallery. It's really cool. So a song, Concrete
Dreams.
Dreams. Here on 11.9.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Really beautiful music. So, Melia, if you miss the show or you're just tuning in and you're missing all these amazing singer-songwriters that we've been featuring here on the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. And you can also listen to all the shows that we've done here on CITR. So tell your friends to podcast the show, and they miss it, and definitely, you can have it there forever.
Sure.
You sounded really cool, so.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and yeah, thank you to everybody who tuned in and listened. And if you like our music, you can always check out more at www.maliahmusic.com. That's M-E-L-I-A-H, maliahmusic.com. And yeah, we also have a show on March 18th.
Yep.
Starting at 8 p.m. Trees Cafe in Yale Town. So come on and check us out. We'd love to see you.
Yeah, because it's a unique opportunity there at the Yale Cafe. At the Trees Cafe there at Yale Town. What's the address there exactly, you know? Well, more
That's
or less.
A good question.
You should probably look that up.
I'm not sure what it is, but I think it's fairly easy to spot.
Yeah.
We're the only one in Yale Town, so. Mm-hmm. And we'll be making a ruckus. We'll turn up the speakers. You'll hear us in the streets.
We were talking about John Pipus. He's listening to the show and said that you're amazing, too.
Oh.
So there you have a couple of new fans you made today.
Yeah, we're big fans of John.
Other things that are happening that you should check out, not should, but must, is the Dubstep Nights that CITR is presenting here at the Pot Pip downstairs, which, by the way, today have 250 pints. March 8th, that's today, there's a Mardi Gras, so no cover, cheap beer, so it's going to be cool, because it's like carnival season, no? All around the world. In Merida, they're having a carnival. In Veracruz, Venice was last week, I think.
Just busy. Then we got St. Patty's Day coming up too.
Yeah, that's on the 17th. But we don't have a Vancouver carnival, eh?
Not really.
No, unfortunately. Which is surprising.
Yeah, with all the musical community that we have here, it's a shame.
Yeah, I'll have to organize one for next year.
Yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
That says.
What else? March 15, Ice Cream Social with Tyler Fetchuk and Cam Dales. Also at the Pit Puff. It's going to be like 50s and 60s dance. And then on March 29, Rap Karaoke at the Pit Puff too. You guys rap?
We try. You know, it was really funny. We had sort of a poppy song going, and I thought, we should like try rapping on this.
Yeah.
And it turned into a disaster.
Actually, writing last night, I wrote a little bit of a rap in it, so I'll let you listen to that later, Leah.
Okay.
But it's probably not on
to
the
come
air
out.
Today.
We got the hip-hop urges that need to be fulfilled.
To go out. Okay. Well, thank you, girls, for coming to the show.
Thank you for having
sharing
us.
Your music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. Remember
to you. We heard it was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah, it was my birthday yesterday.
Happy belated birthday. You're 29 now.
It was not advertised, but thank you.
Yeah. We heard you.
1 year older. Thanks for listening. Well, let's put another duo, but this is a hard duo, and it's one of the favorites also here in CITR. This is the Pack AD, and then we'll be right back to say goodbye and put a couple of songs, and then decide which CD you're going to be listening after the show.
Oh, be joyful, knocking on still. There ain't a damn thing that I didn't give. Oh, be joyful, knock him still. Cause there ain't a damn thing that I didn't give. Hey, we'll
and I didn't give. Well, there's a cave in that hill. If it was here, there, waiting for you still.
So that's the pack 80. So we're reaching the end of the show. We're going to put a couple of songs before we leave and do some shout out concerts. We're going to put some We Need Surgery and Santa Lucia. Santa Lucia is playing this Friday, March 11, at the Joe's apartment on 919 Granville Street, Granville and Smythe, across from the Roxy. Tickets are $12 at the door. So check out Santa Lucia. We'll put a song of them a little later. And We Need Surgery is playing also, no? When is that day?
Yeah, March 19th at the Waldorf.
March 19th at the Waldorf, We Need Surgery. We should check out this band. They're really, really, really cool. We Need Surgery. We announced Hugh Masekela's playing March 12th, this Saturday, at the Chan Center at UBC. Then Born Ruffians and Cheeser playing March 12th at Rickshaw Theater. Destroyer playing March 17th, Commodore Ballroom. The Residents are coming to town at the Rickshaw Theater on March 19th. It's going to be amazing. Akron Family playing March 25 at the Biltmore Cabaret. Toro y Moi, I don't know how they pronounce their name. Toro y Moi or Toro y Moi. They're playing March 28 at the Biltmore Cabaret. So some of the things that are happening around town. You have any other gigs, girls, that you want to announce?
Anyone that's out in the Okanagan, John Pippis is playing at the Talking Donkey on March 24th in Vernon. March 25th, Minstrel Cafe, he's in Kelowna. And March 26th, he's at the Penticton Art Gallery.
Okay, so the Talking Donkey, is that the name of the...
Yeah.
It's a weird name, eh? Okay, so we're going to put We Need Surgery, then Santa Lucia, and then we're going to leave you with an exclusive release of Mother Mother. They have a new CD called Eureka. So we're going to put the whole album there for your listening pleasures. So stick around, you're listening to 101.9 FM. Thank you.
2011, Oxfam UBC will be hosting Hungry for Change, a unique banquet dinner representative of food distribution around the globe, with all proceeds going to Oxfam Canada. Hungry for Change is a banquet fundraiser unlike any other. An annual dinner, organized and hosted by UBC students, gathers together the greater Vancouver community for a taste of the reality of food distribution inequality. Tickets will be sold in the sub beginning February 21st. Ticket prices are $15 for students and $25 for the general public. Please be hungry for change.
please. I got a vent. You're late on the rent. I'd be more content living in a tent that Satan himself sent.
Moving off campus next school year? Still looking for that perfect roommate? Speed Renting and UBC Residence Life are pleased to offer UBC students a unique and personalized roommate meetup event with an informal, relaxed atmosphere where you have the opportunity to meet and mingle with students just like you. Food and beverages will be provided free of charge. It's all taking place March 9th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Marine Drive Residence Commons Block, 2205 Lower Mall on UBC campus. Entrance fee is $8. Pay at the door or ensure your spot in advance by going online to speedrenting.ca/UBC.
Was formed just to propel musicians into the spotlight. It's a website. It's a Vancouver-based website that promotes independent music. It's a promotional tool for Vancouver musicians to get exposed.
It can be quite challenging for a band to get their start here in Vancouver. A website like Band Music is needed in this city. I think that any time anyone is willing to invest in the arts and in music, you know, it's going to be for the greater good.
Vancouver music scene is very rich, very vibrant. That's why we decided to start this website, so we could promote and showcase all these musical movements.
A good example that we've done to help promote a local band is the Get Down. We help them really establish their identity and their branding. We want to provide those tools for anybody that's interested. All those factors, when you combine them together, they're very important to help new bands get established and be heard.
We've got the radio, we've got the shows, we have profiles on bands, we also have blogs. It's a great way to get your band exposed.
You create a free account. At that point, you can create a profile on there, put on your bio, pictures, videos, and that kind of stuff. We'll essentially do the social networking for you.
I would definitely recommend bandmusic.ca to any up-and-coming band from Vancouver wanting to get their name up there.
A lot of hardcore stuff is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.